This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. You know the ad slogan, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas"? Well, that can be applied to more than just personal indiscretions. It turns out that money from the sale of federal land stays in Nevada as well. It's all because of a unique federal law that is so lucrative for the state that the Bush administration now wants some of the money back. NPR's Ted Robbins has the story.
The high rollers in Las Vegas casinos had nothing on those at the latest federal land auction. Judy Fry coordinates the twice yearly auctions for the Bureau of Land Management.
We tell everyone that on the day of the auction, that auction is the best show in Las Vegas.
Here's how that show came to be. The Las Vegas Valley is surrounded on all sides by federal land. 87% of Nevada, in fact, is owned by the government. And for the last 16 years, it's been the fastest-growing state in the nation. The problem is, developers like John Ritter have had nowhere to build.
There really is no alternative. The government needs to dispose of this land in order to continue to have Nevada grow, Las Vegas grow.
In 1998, Nevada's congressional delegation, both Democrats and Republicans, got a law passed called the Southern Nevada Public Land Management Act. The law calls for the BLM to auction off land to the highest bidder. Not many people oppose selling the land, especially the parcels that are already in urban areas. But unlike other federal land sales, this law says that every penny of the money raised stays in Nevada, to pay for schools, water projects, and environmentally sensitive land. And it's getting to be a lot of money. In just a few hours at one auction last month, furious bidding in the nation's hottest real estate market raised $602 million. Developer John Ritter and his partners paid about $300,000 an acre to build a master planned community.
This one, everybody around me jumped up and started kind of yelling and hugging each other, and so it was pretty exciting.
The government originally thought the sales would bring in about $70 million a year. The new estimate for this year alone, more than $1 billion. In his budget, President Bush proposes taking 70% of the money away from Nevada and using it to pay down the national debt. Assistant Interior Secretary Rebecca Watson says Nevada should keep only the amount originally projected.
So we think that's a fair proposal, and in these times of tough budget, a portion of these funds should go back to the American people.
Pay down the debt? These are the people running up the biggest debts in the history of the world.
Nevada Democratic Senator Harry Reid.
They shouldn't use Nevada resources to pay down the debt. Let them take some of the tax cuts they've given to the wealthiest people in the world.
Not surprisingly, every member of Nevada's congressional delegation opposes letting any of the money leave Nevada. But Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union, a watchdog group, says the money belongs to the entire country.
After all, if the nation's 125 million taxpayers own the property, why should only a handful of them benefit from the spending that results from the proceeds of the sale of that property?
Under the law, 5% of the proceeds go to Nevada schools, being built in the Las Vegas Valley at a rate of one a month. 10% goes to water systems, essential in a desert, and the rest goes to build projects like a marina on Lake Mead, to buy environmentally sensitive land near Lake Tahoe in northern Nevada, or for projects like the Clark County Wetlands Park. Local leaders like Clark County Commissioner Rory Reid, Harry Reid's son, says it's not fair to change the deal just because Nevada got lucky.
When I bought my house, I wasn't sure how much it would be worth in 10 years, and the guy I bought it from isn't here today trying to change the deal. And in Washington, the administration's trying to change the deal, and it's not fair, and we're not going to let them do it.
And the Nevada congressional delegation says it won't even let changes in the act come up for discussion. Ted Robbins, NPR News.